This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The White House says Russia is executing its own soldiers for not following orders. We'll get details on this now from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says not only are officers being executed, entire units have been threatened with death if they retreat from Ukrainian artillery fire.
It's barbaric, but I think it's a symptom of how poorly Russia's military leaders know they're doing.
Kirby says Russia appears to be using human wave tactics.
Just throwing masses of these poorly trained soldiers right into the fight. No proper equipment, no leadership, no resourcing.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The UN agency providing aid to Palestinian civilians is besieged in Gaza, warning it may have to shut down if no fuel reaches the enclave. Amid an increasingly desperate need for shelter, water, food, and medical services, the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees said it urgently needed fuel to maintain life-saving humanitarian operations. Israel has moved to crack down against media it says supports Hamas. VOA's Robin Guest tells us about this one.
Included in new emergency regulations, a plan to shutter the Al Jazeera local bureau over claims of Hamas propaganda. Critics argue moves to silence journalists or an entire news organization amount to censorship. Quinn McHugh is the executive director of the press freedom organization Article 19.
It is a very worrying step of losing a credible news source and the information gap that would have and what that would send to audiences more broadly around the world.